This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. Hello, hello. How are you all doing this week? I hope you had a good week. I hope that you were able to see the people you wanted to see, be around the ones you wanted to be around. And even if you had to be around people you really didn't like, I hope you made the best of the situation. This is J. Lewis Mills. You are now on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Personally, I have had the worst 7 days, this last 7 days of my life. I am absolutely not exaggerating, but I was introduced to parts of myself that I didn't even know existed. And no, I'm not trying to say that I found out that I had a kid somewhere. There are certain emotions that I did not know I was capable of, but I absolutely know now. And it's, all life lessons are good, you know. It's just, some life lessons hurt a little more than others, especially, you know, what I think is, you know, this late in life for me to experience something like this for the first time. It kind of intensifies the situation because it is, you know, happening this late in life. I would not wish the amount of tossing and turning I've done in bed, the amount of just not being present during the day when I'm up and around. I would not wish that on my worst enemy. So we are here this week. We can at least say that we made it through another week. I thank you for joining me this week. And, you know, back in the olden days of film and television, they used to say, no matter what, the show must go on. I did a pre-recorded show last week because that was pretty much the beginning of my hell weeks. And I really didn't have it in me to do a live show. So I do, if I owe any of my listeners an apology for putting a pre-recorded show on, then I do apologize for that. But again, we're here now. So I hope you enjoy this show as much as you have enjoyed the others. This week, I thought it would be cool to go into answer more questions that I receive from email, from Facebook, from Instagram, from my other social media platforms. I actually went through the archive of my show, and I realized that I did more of these shows than I thought I did. So this most likely will be the last one. I know this will be the last one of these shows that I do this season. But when I come back for year two in June, it might be a while before I do another one of these mailbags. So let me get everything open. Here's Outlook. Here is Twitter. Here is Facebook. And wait, email, Facebook, Twitter. I'm forgetting one. Instagram, yeah. Okay. And since we just opened Instagram, let's just start with Instagram. And then, you know, as I do, as if you've heard these shows before, none of these are pre-read, so I'm reading them for the first time live here with you. I kind of always think that that's kind of cool because I know the type of messages that I get. And sometimes it is kind of funny, just the shock value that's in them. So let's just go to the latest one. And okay. Dude, when are you going to move on from that show, you heartbeat? Let me read that again. Dude, when are you going to move on from that show, you heartbeat? All you ever post about is that show. Move on. Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. Going back just real quick, I'm going to click back to my Instagram. Yeah, that's not true. Now, I did this past Friday for Flashback Friday, and I don't really think that I need to explain what Flashback Friday is. But I did post a picture on Instagram this last Friday, and this... Okay, so this message is talking about this particular picture. And as a matter of fact, the person that sent me, so what I'm doing is I'm going into my direct messages that I get. And I remember there was a comment on the actual picture that someone left. And it's this person. I won't say their name. I won't say their name. But this person, I actually deleted a comment off of the picture that this particular person, I just read this. That just hit me. This is the same person that wrote me. So she wrote the same thing on the picture, but I'm having a problem with, when are you going to move on from that show, you heartbeat? I guess I can kind of figure out what they were trying to say, but you know, again, I've always said, if you're going to talk shit to somebody, make sure you spell things right, because that just makes you look like more of a fool. So yeah, I posted a picture of myself and DL from Heartbeat, and it was for Flashback Friday. So I don't know, you might want to actually read what I write on pictures before sending such a message to me. And if you did read it, then okay, you were brave and showed your ignorance. Kudos, good to you. Okay, let's leave Instagram alone for a second. Let's see, let's go to Facebook. First message. Jay Lewis, I've listened to your show for the last several months. You give good advice and have a great way of thinking. Well, thank you very kindly. Will you ever do a show where you answer questions from callers about everyday life problems? I could. I could do that. If my phone lines rang as much as my social media inboxes get inboxed, then that might be more of a possibility for me. But I tend to get, and I really don't understand why, but I tend to get more people that want to write in to me versus people that want to actually speak to me voice to voice. You don't always have to debate me to call in. I had somebody tell me one time that I was the worst person to debate because I think too much. I don't know. I'll accept the compliment, but you know, I don't really necessarily believe I think more than anybody. My thought patterns and perspectives may be a bit different, but I don't necessarily believe that I think more or less than anybody. But yeah, I would do a show like that. I would just have to know that I had enough callers to fill the hour. So yeah, that's the answer to that question. Let's see. So, and so is in all caps, S-O. So, I just listened to your show from the 21st. You said you were going to reveal the name of someone. Oh, shit. The name of someone stealing from the government. Did you chicken out? No, I did not chicken out. It's just the person who I was going to talk about isn't really necessarily that intelligent, herself. And, she decided that it was in her best interest to leave a comment on that post that I put on my fan actor page on Facebook. So I have since deleted that post because I did have a chance to have a conversation with someone and they helped me realize how I would really just be feeding more into the person by doing a full show about her. But again, if you, and I don't know, I can only assume that maybe you know who I was going to speak about. But there again, this is another person that had no problem showing her extreme level of ignorance by posting a comment on that post, posting a comment regarding that post to basically tell everyone who it was I was going to talk about. And also in that same reply that she posted, she thought that it was in her best interest to lie. It was in her best interest to put things in there. You know, we all know those people that even though they know they are not telling the truth, just because they know that other people are going to see, hear, or read what they're saying, there are some people in this world that will say something knowing that it's not the truth, but also knowing not everybody knows that that's not the truth. And I will be honest and say that I do work in an industry where, in a sense, you are guilty, you are innocent until accused. I was going to say you are guilty until accused, but that's not what I meant. So you are innocent until accused. And I know that it's that type of a situation in other walks of life, but I'm just speaking of what I know. And I do work in an industry to where if someone goes on social media and says something about another person that is in the public eye, not everyone is going to consider the source. You know, not everyone is going to say, who is this crackhead coming out of nowhere? And I don't mean to disrespect crackheads, but who is this crackhead coming out of nowhere just rambling on talking shit, basically? So no, I did not chicken out. In my opinion, the Einstein genius that posted the reply on the Facebook message was dumb enough to basically tell people who I was going to talk about. So I felt like because she did that, as well as the fact I had a conversation with someone, and they helped me understand that I would be feeding into that person's psycho. And, you know, they made a very valid point. So I deleted the comment from Facebook. I deleted her comment first, and then I went back and I deleted the comment or the post that I made on Facebook. So if you remember that, then all you have to do is remember remember the name of the person that wrote it. I don't even want to give her 5 minutes of fame now and say her name, although I would be very well within my legal rights to do so, because I'm only commenting about somebody that posted a bullshit reply on my Facebook page. So I necessarily wouldn't be talking about them in a way that I could get myself in any type of trouble. But I will just leave it to my listeners. If you saw the post that I wrote about March 24th, then you know who I'm talking about. If you didn't, I guess you just don't know. Okay, let's see. Let's go to email. Okay, I'm just going to scroll. Okay, here's one. When will you have Amy Brenneman on your show again? What about other people from your show? Wow. I'm answering the fourth question, and I'm already getting a question about the show that I was on. And the first question that I read was telling me that I need to get over my show. So it seems to me J. Lewis Mills isn't really the one that needs to get over a show, because I still receive emails about it. So to answer the question, when will I have Amy Brenneman on my show again? I guess whenever a topic comes up that I think she would be able to bless us with her opinion on. I will say this, Amy Brenneman is one of the hardest working people in the industry that I love to call the industry I work in. So it's not like she's just sitting at home saying, when is somebody going to call me to be on their show? But I would have her on again when I thought the opportunity was right, and I thought that the commentary she was going to give was going to be something useful to myself as well as my listeners. As far as other people from my show, you know, being on a TV show, it's not like being in high school. You don't really keep up with people like that, especially if the show only went for one season. You know, people have, and I'm going to use these words, I guess, but people have moved on from that. People are busy. People are doing what they're doing. The only time realistically that I, with the exception of one, there is one of my castmates that I speak to quite regularly. But, you know, when it comes to holidays, you know, there may be like an email chain that's sent saying like Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You know, and then people will respond to that. Oh, it's good to hear from you. It's good to, you know, be added to this chain. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, whatever the situation is. But as far as like, you know, on a daily, let's go out and shoot 18 holes of golf. Let's go to happy hour. Let's go to breakfast, lunch, dinner. Let's go to this event together. You know, that doesn't really happen with castmates. Again, especially the ones that have been together for just a year. So I am still in good standing with my castmates, and they are all, well, maybe not all, but I am still in good standing with my castmates, and for the most part, my castmates are in good standing with me. So I guess the answer to that would be the same as the answer I gave about Amy. If there was a topic that I thought one of my castmates would be able to lend some knowledgeable, useful, informative commentary to, then at that time, it would be a time that I would reach out to them. But you know, I'm not going to just reach out and say, hey, I'm doing a talk show. I want you to come on because we were castmates. For what? For what? Okay. Let's go to Twitter. Okay. Jay Lewis, I was skeptical about you doing a radio show, but I but I have to say you are doing a great job. Any chance of you doing your show on TV or the real radio? The real radio. It's a good thing I know what you mean by that. Is there a chance of me doing my show on TV or the real radio? Well, I mean, anything is possible. So I will say yes, there's a chance. First of all, thank you for the compliment. Thank you very much for the compliment. I do appreciate that. Now, is there a chance that my show can go to television? Yes, there. You know, that's possible. Is there a possibility that I can be on a radio station other than an internet radio station? Yes. You know, that definitely is a possibility. I do have a team, and for something like that to come to fruition, it does take a village. So I will say that's not far out of any realm of reality. But I will also end this by saying I am very happy here at BBS Radio, and they have treated me with nothing but kindness and respect. So, you know, I'm not really looking to go anywhere, but if a situation arises, I would not be against a conversation about it. I think that's the best way for me to answer that question. Let's stay here. Hi, Jay Lewis. I have listened to your show a lot. Well, thank you. And I have a question for you. I am dating two different men. What? I am dating two different men. I like them equally the same, but for different reasons. Okay. It's now to the point I want to only see one of them. How do I decide who to choose? Well, now. I'm dating two men. It has now come to time to only date one. I just think that's just some of the funniest shit, but it's now time to just date one. I like them both equally, but for different reasons. How do I decide who to choose? You know, for what it's worth, that is kind of a good question. And you just, you know, in my opinion. So, how do I, J. Lewis Mills, want to answer that question? So here's the thing. That question to me just brings about other questions that I would have to ask, I feel, in order to give you the type of answer you're looking for. And those questions would be, and I guess you can ask them of yourself, who have you known longer? Which one of these guys have you known longer? Who do you see more of a long-term future with? Really sit and analyze with yourself. You say that you like them equally, but for different reasons. So sit and analyze. Get a pad and a piece of paper and a pen if you need to. Write down what you like about one of these guys, write down what these good qualities of the other guy is. You know, which set of qualities better fits your situation? And which one of these gentlemen want the same things and same thing that you want? And what I mean by that is, or maybe I should say, yeah, which one of these guys wants the same things and thing that you want? Which one of these guys is more compatible? Are you more compatible with? I get it. You like them both equally. Which one do you see yourself with being more in your wheelhouse as well? Which one of these two gentlemen, if you think that it's now time to only date one of them, which one of these guys is on that same plane with you? So there are a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of mitigating factors that go into making such a decision. You can't, in my opinion, you cannot just say, well, you know, I'm going to flip a coin, or whichever one pisses me off first is the one that has to go from. For the next 2 days, whichever guy pisses me off has to go. I don't think you can leave it to the wind like that. I think this is a decision that you need to make if you feel like it's time. Now, I will say this, through friends that I have had, or through certain situations that I have gone through myself, pulling that trigger of it's time to be monogamous, sometimes people do that a little early. And this is what I mean when I monogamous was the wrong word. Pulling that trigger of just dating one person, you really, seriously, honestly have to believe and know within yourself that this is what you want. So in essence, it really matters more about you than it does them, I would say. A little bit more, I would say. So if you really think that it's time and you have to, okay, so this is what I do. This is just me. If I meet somebody and we start dating, if I start thinking of them in different situations, like we're on a cruise where we are vacationing somewhere out of the country, we're going to a concert, we're just going away for a couple of days, we are at a concert, we're at dinner, if I try to visualize you in certain situations, more so the vacations and the more significant things, but if I can visualize you and keep a visual the whole time, then that means something to me. But if I start off with a visual of me and someone I'm dating, let's say we go to, I don't know, hell, we go to England. We go to London, England on a vacation. We're on a 2-week European vacation. Let's just say that. If I'm dating someone and I can see myself, I can visualize that whole trip, and the visual is still there, in my opinion, in my experience, you're somebody that I seriously need to consider. Because I tell you, a lot of times when I start to visualize something with someone, it just fades to black. Like I can't, even though, and okay, so I'm just saying, I'm not crazy. I'm really not crazy. But if I'm thinking of something or I'm trying to visualize something and I can't even keep the visual in my head, that's just really letting me know this isn't something that I need to invest too much time in. But if I can go and then, you know, if I can go from scenario to scenario, and I can keep the visual for repeated scenarios, again, this is just me, this is how I do it, then you are absolutely somebody that has my full attention. That last one, I will also be honest, the fact of me being able to visualize something with someone and repeat and like consecutive visualizations has only happened to me once in life. So, I mean, there is that too. Since I base how I feel, I might not base how I feel about somebody on that, but that is something that's a real thing to me. If I can visualize being with you for long periods of time, then that works for me. So that's just what I do. But because I don't know you, because I don't know either one of these two men you're talking about, and because there are other questions that I believe need to be asked to give you the type of answer that you want, I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to just say, no, I'm not going to leave it there, because I'm just going to say the answer is within you. If you really think it's time for you to be with this one person, if you really think that, hell, if you even really think one of these two gentlemen is the one that you want to be with, whichever one you see closest to taking that stroll within your journey with you the longest, if you're looking for a long-term relationship, if you're looking for a short-term relationship, then which one of them wants to be short-term? But I guess I have to also be honest with you as well, since I'm going to be honest. When it comes to dating, you know, if I'm dating somebody, it's hard for me to date somebody else, because the way I see it is, okay, so if somebody is dating me and they're dating other people at the same time, in my opinion, you're just basically telling me that the dating pool is more attractive than I am. And I don't know too many real men that want to hear that, you know. So I guess really the first question is, do these two guys know that you're dating someone else? And I guess a question that can come from this question is that a necessity? If you're dating more than one person, do you need to let the other person know? Is that even their business? I mean, that can be a show right there. Wow. Yeah, that could be a show, couldn't it? That could be a show right there. But for me personally, if I say I don't know, I'm not going to say I'm the most honest person in the world. I don't lie all the damn time, so I'm not trying to say I'm dishonest. But I will say that I almost feel dishonest if I was dating one person. Now, you know, I am one of those technical, literal people also. Didn't really think I was going to spend this much time on this question, but I'm one of those literal people also. You know, I think there's a difference between getting to know somebody, seeing somebody, dating somebody, in a relationship with somebody, having a fiance, and then having a husband or wife. You know, I think that all of that are stages, and I think that each one of those stages is different. So, if you are dating two different men, in my mind, what that means is you're going out to dinner with two different men. You're going out to festivities with two different men. You're going on trips with two different men. And this is 2018. You're sleeping with two different men. So when you say dating to me is different than getting to know someone. Dating is different to me than seeing someone. So, yeah, there's a lot of factors that weigh within that question. It's a good question. Thank you for asking me. Thank you for trusting me enough to get my feedback on it. And I know I've been talking about this forever and a day, but I hope you can latch on to something that I said, and something that I did say helps you. Okay, we'll just stay here at Twitter since I'm already here. Wow, your shit show is still on the air. I listen to every show. I'm always left with how unprofessional you are, and you ask the dumbest questions. Can't wait for you to get canceled. Okay. So thank you for listening to every show, even though by your interpretation, every show is a shit show. I thank you very kindly, for listening. In my mind right now, I have it in my mind to call one of the station owners to the microphone and have them explain to you just how soon On the Level with J. Lewis Mills is going to be canceled. But I do know that both of the higher ups, they don't necessarily, they like the behind the scenes stuff. They don't like the in front of the scenes stuff. So I won't put either one of them on the spot, but I will tell you, I wouldn't hold your breath as far as my show being canceled. I wouldn't hold your breath. I really wouldn't. Kind of have a feeling On the Level with J. Lewis Mills is going to be around for a while. You might find that disturbing, but I don't. I do thank you again. I don't necessarily know how much real sense your Twitter comment makes, because if you have listened to every show and you think that I ask the dumbest questions and you think that it is a shit show, with all due respect, why the actual fuck are you listening to my show? It's a shit show where the host is asking the dumbest questions. Not dumb questions. You said I ask the dumbest questions. So, here is a repeat of a dumb question. Why the actual fuck are you listening to my show? And I hope you are listening to this show. And I hope you reply with an answer as to why. That would be like me going to a restaurant saying the service here is shit. The food here is disgusting. But I'm for damn sure be back tomorrow because I can't wait for y'all to be closed. The fuck? Okay, so yeah, there you got that. I will just go ahead and leave there. Okay, let's go back to Facebook. Okay. J. Lewis, I heard several show you did about Trump. When is your next one of those? J. Lewis, I heard several show, which is supposed to be shows, I get it. Several shows you did about Trump. When is your next one of those? If he goes in a hospital, if he gets impeached, if he unfortunately gets assassinated, if there is an unfortunate assassination attempt on him, other than that, I can't see another reason why I would talk about that guy. I mean, everybody else is talking about him. You want to hear a show about him, or if that's what you're into, you know, just turn on any news outlet. Just follow him on Twitter. Trust me, you'll get enough news about Donald Trump by following him on Twitter. I believe that my show, and when people ask me what my show is about, You know, it's just a potpourri of stuff. There's a lot of different things that I do. There's a lot of different topics that I will talk about. If something, I guess to officially answer your question, if something catastrophic happens and Donald Trump is involved in it, then okay, I'll do a show about it. If for any other reason, I don't know, watch Fox News. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Hi, J. Lewis. Greetings from Scotland. Well, hello, Scotland. We have the same problem here with the Polish immigrants as your country has with Mexican immigrants. Can you research this and do a show about it? Why? For what? For what? Why would I do a show about a problem which is, you know, it's left up to opinion, so that's more of a reason why I ask, why would I do a show like that? What purpose would that serve for me to research a problem of Polish immigrants coming into Scotland? Because I understand why Mexican immigrants come to the United States. Not all immigrants that cross the border, legally or illegally, have bad intentions. But then again, not all immigrants that cross the border legally or illegally have good intentions. Wait, did I already say that? They don't have, some have good, some have bad. It's not just because some people come over legally doesn't mean that they all have good intentions. Because some people come over illegally, it doesn't mean they all have bad intentions. That's what I'm trying to say. So for what? I don't understand why I would do a show like that. I haven't even done a show about Mexican immigrants here in the United States of America. So what reason would I have to leave America and just go straight to Scotland? Why would I do that? So, I guess, thank you for your question. Please don't let my answer deter you from reaching out to me again. I do thank you for your question, but you know, the best answer that I can give you is for what? I know you're not supposed to answer a question with a question, but for what? Okay. We put Instagram on timeout long enough. Let's see if we get something better from Instagram. But I'm going to actually scroll on Instagram. Okay. Good evening, sir. I run a group home and would like for some of my clients to listen to your show. We are a Christian sober living house with Pentecostal backgrounds. I would like to play your show during our session, but you use a lot of foul language. My bad. Is it possible to bless us with your perspective but not use foul language in doing so? Yes, it is possible. Is it likely? I could do it if I thought about it. But when I use foul language, let's call it, when I use that type of language, I'm not trying to be crass. I'm not trying to be unprofessional, as I was called in a previous comment from somebody. I am just trying to get my point across. And I feel like buzzwords will definitely help get a person's point across. So that's why I use the language that I use. When the question about the radio show came up earlier, That's one of the things that made me a little hesitant on answering that question. Would I be able to go to radio or TV? Sure, but I would have to. Then I was going to say I would have to clean up my language, but so I'll say that here. I very well probably could, not a probably, sure, I could do a show where I wasn't cursing. And I think there have even been shows because of the level of respect that I've had for particular guests. Not saying I don't respect all of my guests, but it's just I know some of my guests would rather not hear language like that. I can think of one show in particular that I did where there was no cursing or foul language, let's call it. So, yes, I can do that. Thank you for your question. Because you did say you would like to play my show in your sessions, that is something that I would take into consideration, seriously take into consideration. So, yeah. Let's see. Let's go back up to the top. We went pretty deep on that one. Hi, Jay Lewis. I was in the audience and was very inspired by your performance that night. What? Hi, Jay Lewis. I was in the audience and was very inspired by your performance that night. What night? I know you finished telling your story in the green room, but I didn't hear it. Can you tell your story on your show so I can hear the whole thing? Also, your girlfriend is beautiful. What? Sorry, I just have to read this again. I know that you all are listening to me, but hi, Jay Lewis. I was in the audience and was very inspired by your performance that night. I have to sit and try and think what damn night I was doing a performance for somebody to be in an audience. And I just don't have that kind of time right now. So I don't... You finished your story in the green room. You finished your story. When is this dated? Okay. Wow. So people, when you send messages, you might want to proofread them, make sure that they make some type of sense. I guess it is good that you can see dates on messages. So this is someone that is talking about, oh, good Lord. Actually, now that I reread this, you were doing okay until that last sentence. Just saying. Okay. So this was a couple of weeks ago. I did a. I was a speaker at an event that was at an acting studio in West Los Angeles. It was something that was at the Lee Strasberg. I can never get the name right. I think it's the Lee Strasberg TV and Film Academy. Or it's the Lee Strasberg Film and TV Academy. One of the two. But it was an event there that I did. And I basically ran out of time. And people were so interested in what I was saying. They were asking if I could have more time, And, you know, it just wasn't possible, which I absolutely understood. So someone made the gave the idea, right after this is over, you go into the green room because I want to hear the rest of your story. So that's what they were talking about. Or that's what this question is talking about. But, you know, to be honest, and thank you for your question, and I'm glad that I did inspire you. If you remember when I was there, the first thing that came out of my mouth is, I'm not here to impress anybody. I am only here to inspire. So I am glad that I was able to inspire you that evening. It was actually the Friday before the Oscars. It was Oscar weekend. I thank you for your question. I thank you for letting me know that I did inspire you, because that's really all it was about, and that's all I was there for, was just to inspire up and coming actors to deal with this business and stay in the fight of this business. You know, I've said it a lot. Los Angeles, man, LA is undefeated. The film industry, the television industry, the entertainment industry, it's undefeated, man. Nobody has ever come into any level of entertainment and beat it, and were bigger than the actual industry itself, whether it was film, TV, music, poetry, art. There's no form of entertainment that anybody has ever been bigger than. So I do say LA is undefeated, but I believe I'm going to start saying the entertainment industry is undefeated. Not everybody that has tried to enter any level of the entertainment industry can say that they are not defeated, or that they are undefeated. The entertainment industry is undefeated. We're not. We just have to stay in the fight. And you stay in the fight long enough, you'll get your championship. You will. So I hope I answered that question. Okay. Let's see. Oh, wow. It's almost time to go, but I want to read. I'll read one more from here, and then I'll pick one more email, and then I'll pick one more from Instagram, and then we're done. So this one is Jay Lewis. Just heard your vegan show. Was amazing. I did like you. I went to YouTube. I went, wait, big mistake. I watched so many videos, I can no longer even think of consuming meat because I now get sick. In a worldly way, your guests were awesome. Any chance of follow-up shows with Haley and or Kendall? In a worldly way. I am curious to know what that means in a worldly way. What does that mean? But since I'm looking at a message and I'm not communicating with a human being, it's not like the message is going to answer me. So I will just have to wonder what that means. But to answer your question, will I do follow-up shows with Haley and or Kendall? Yes. I plan on doing shows with Haley and Kendall jointly as well as separately. I plan on doing a show with Haley coming up. Maybe in the fall. Wait, no, summer. Yeah, I plan on doing a show this summer with Haley about modeling and what she does further than being a vegan to take care of herself as a model and speak to the up and coming models that may follow her on her social media and have them be able to call in and ask her questions. And I'm also going to do a show with Kendall where I am going to dive deeper into the world of animal rights and really her role in it at that, you know, at that point, find out what she has been up to. But I want to do another show with both Haley and Kendall. And I would like to speak to the point of how they are treated in the industry. One does just in front of the scene stuff, and one does in front of as well as behind the scenes work. So I want to have a conversation with them also about that. So yes, both of them will be on my show again, together as well as separately. Okay, where did I say I was going? Did I say I was going to go? Well, whatever. All right. Let's go here. Jay Lewis, hi there. I saw you standing outside Lee Strasberg today. That was me that was honking at you. Okay. I'm a total fan of Heartbeat. Still rewatch the episodes. Any chance I will see you on TV again? Well, I am an actor, so I do believe there is a strong possibility that you will see me on television again. I cannot say I readily remember somebody honking their horn even. It was raining, I remember. The rain wasn't pouring down, so it's not like I'm trying to say it was so loud with the rain I couldn't hear it. I do remember there was a lot of traffic. But, you know, living in a big city, you don't really, you know, register every sound that you hear because you're used to hearing multiple sounds. So I cannot readily say that I remember you honking at me, but I can thank you for acknowledging me. I can thank you for being a fan of the show that I was on, and I can assure you that you will see me on TV again. Or you will see me on a streaming service, which you watch a streaming service on TV. So technically you would see me on TV again. So yes, there is a chance that you will see me on television again. Okay. Here's the last one. We'll just stay here. Whatever, I'm not going to jump around. Okay, no, I am going to jump around. So I'm not going to... The first word of the message that I was getting ready to read let me know that's not a message that I necessarily want to read. J. Lewis Mills, I am an 80s kid. I hear you ask other people their opinions, but what is your opinion on how different the world is versus when we were kids? Wow. Maybe I should have started with that one because that's a pretty long answer. And I am already 4 minutes over my time. But I will answer your question. What are the differences? Okay, so for me to give you the best answer, I will say that is a question I believe that cannot be answered And what I mean by it cannot be answered, what I mean it cannot be answered, I mean when you're a kid, life and the world is different than when you are a preteen, teenager, adult, and then senior. For every phase of life, you know, you learn more, you have a different perspective on different things. So how is the world different? The world is different because I am seeing it now out of adult eyes. There are things I didn't have to worry about when I was a kid. Just like there are things as an adult that I don't have to worry about as a kid. So the difference in the way the world looks to me, the way that the difference in the way the world is simply and strictly just because I am an adult and I have grown up. I can't say, oh, I lived in a much more innocent time in the 80s. The 80s were people were more friendly in the 80s. I can't say that, because how do I know that when I was a kid, you know, I was a kid in the 80s, how am I supposed to know that somebody isn't just nice to children, but is a douchebag to adults? So what I'm saying is, if I met somebody when I was a kid and they were extra nice to me, how do I know if I were to meet them in the same place, the same time as an adult, how do I know they would be just as nice to me? So for me, that question is a bit of a question that I really can't give what I would feel is a comfortable answer, because life is different. The world is different. Okay? I hope that answers your question. I hope everybody that wrote me an email or a message through my social media, I hope that you all are listening, and I hope that I was able to answer your questions. For those that didn't write me a question, I hope that I made it interesting and entertaining enough to keep your attention throughout the show. It wasn't one of my more lively shows, but I do think that I powered through pretty well. So that's basically it for this week. I do thank you once again for listening. I thank you all for being fans of mine. I thank you for following me on social media. And more than anything else, I thank you all for believing in me. And I am thankful to have the ability to make people have a reason to believe in me. So until next week, I hope you all stay safe. I hope you all have a good week. We will be back 8 p.m. next Wednesday, 11 p.m., bbsradio.com/onthelevel. We are out.
Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.